Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Austin out of Wichita writes us, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. I made the mistake of listening to Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, and Craig's impression ain't that bad.
No, it ain't that bad at all.
Up it Carol really Channing. Is.
Yeah. It really is.
That's true. We never actually compared it. And now that Carol Channing is dead, so we didn't want to hear it while she was alive. We can play her line and your line and see how close it is.
Yeah,
it's not close at all.
I think it sounds exactly like
it. But Austin obviously went out of his way, and thanks to the interwebs,
right,
was able to find Carol Channing's version of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
383
sat down,
people
listened to it.
Who's the new leader? Is a new leader?
You know, I heard there was.
Because you took away a 558 Street hit already this year because it was Pat Boone's wife who wasn't famous. 558 Street is last year's winner. He's going to get the plaque. He won't be able to make it in. He lives in Lincoln. The Blaze are home in Lincoln. But he's a busy man, so we're going to get him on the phone probably soon. He actually won the Deadpool a couple years ago under a different name.
Hopeful Scientist. Leading the league, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players have 2 hits now.
Both the baseball player, Stoudemire, and
we're only 2 weeks into the new year.
I know. The record is still 7, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Tyler Trent, times. That other guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which I hate having him as a hit.
He was pretty famous at the end there.
Well, that's the only time he was famous.
I know. Believe me, he'd rather not have been famous.
Well, that's not the point.
I know it's not.
I would rather he wasn't famous, too.
Yeah.
So, some of the players that had Carol Channing, one of the ones I didn't read earlier was Ray Finkel's mustache rides.
Ray Finkel is the kicker for the Dolphins and Ace Ventura. I Googled that, and he has a big old mustache, so that's where that came from. I knew the name sounded familiar, but I didn't know what it was about, you know.
Well, here did that movie come out?
Ace Ventura, 84, 85, 86?
No, I was like 90, 95.
Yeah. Oh, might have been early
90s. That was mid-90s.
Yeah, you're right, puss.
Sir Shartzalot gets a hit with Carol Channing.
That sounds like something like, what's your knight's name, you know, on Facebook? Like, what's the last thing you did in your pants?
You don't want a shart in the armor.
No, right.
No,
you
don't.
Yeah.
Sister Fister gets a hit.
Oh, Sister Fister.
As does Skip and Dot's O-Face.
Yeah.
And the Smegma Souffle.
Ugh.
Oh, Skip and Dot's O-Face?
Yeah.
Oh.
Smoking Quaaludes with Todd gets a hit.
Dude.
As does Snot Bubble. Snot Sea Cucumber. I hope that's okay. Sofa King gets a hit. As does Sophie's Second Choice.
I always liked that name.
And Soulless Bastard 666. So, Rapping the Bear last night.
Rapping the Bear.
Gets a hit, as does Space Station Snow Globe. Sphincterectomy.
Oh, the snow globe would be if everybody's having an orgasm in space, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all floating around. Yeah. I like Space Station Snow Globe, yeah.
It's a thinker.
Yeah.
Spider Monkey gets a hit, as does Square Peg Brown Hole. Squeezing Dr. Mina's finger. That just came to me.
Yeah, me too. Work the kegels. While it's in there, work the kegels.
Squirting with Disaster gets a hit. I love that one.
Molly Hatchet, be proud, man. I'm squirting with Disaster. Man.
Love that one.
That's a great name.
It is. Let's see. Stage Diving Midget Stripper. Start with one finger. And St. Nick's Almost Whore gets a hit.
All right. Oh, man.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't say that one. I'm not gonna say that one. Because we hear that one too often.
Okay.
Taint Misbehaving. Tampon Vampire.
Ew.
And tapeworm toilet bowl.
I'm squirting with Disaster. Little Molly Hatchet for you. Yeah. All right. Squ- Squirting with Disaster.
Yeah.
Great name.
We'll have more of those tomorrow, like it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And the day after that.
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably for the remainder of the week.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I reckon.
383. Now, who's left? Oh, it's still the Kirk Douglases of the world. Who's like the defensive pick besides, obviously, Carol Channing? Carol Channing seemed to be a defensive pick, but she's been kicking around forever, man.
Yeah, you got to keep picking her.
But obviously, you got to keep picking Kirk Douglas. He's 102.
Yeah.
And who's left in that age group, old guy, that maybe sick guy?
I can't recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody who has more picks than Kirk Douglas?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Anybody even close?
Not sure. Maybe Olivia de Havilland, but probably not.
Probably not. She's not quite as famous. Yeah. She is famous, but not top of mind.
That is right. You know, a lot of people.
I mean, when you're an adult in Gone with the Wind, you're old. You're old. That movie came out in 36.
39, I think.
Oh, okay.
But close enough.
Yeah, same year from this perspective.
Yeah.
Same year.
Yeah.
From this perspective.
But Carol Channing had to be one of the most chosen.
Oh, had easily, to have been.
Easily, yeah.
Had to have been. I know our web guy, too. Len Dog, has the ability to give me that list as to who's the top pick.
Got it.
And I most might have the ability to give it to myself, but I'm not aware of it.
I'm looking at another website here, and Kirk Douglas is the most picked.
You would think so.
Yeah. And Olivia de Havilland, someone named Herman Woke.
Author.
An author, yeah. You know these names, man.
He's on my list.
Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
That's the king.
Issues, yeah.
Yeah.
Or not the king.
Married to
but,
the queen.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, but Jimmy Carter just kicks cancer's ass every time he gets it.
Doris Day.
Yeah.
Bob Dole.
Oh, Bob Dole's
Bob
huge.
Dole. Yeah.
Henry Kissinger.
I forgot about Hank.
Bob Barker.
He keeps falling.
Yeah, physically, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, literally falling.
Unfortunately, Betty White.
Yeah, only because she's old. But, yeah, but she's healthy,
well, she's
huh?
disappearing.
It's got to end
yeah,
soon.
She can barely walk.
She's got a birthday coming up this week, I think.
Freaking tired, that's why.
Well, yeah, you would be.
You get a certain age, you don't want to walk anymore.
Yeah, that's guys tiring. Only got so many steps in them.
All right.
Pete Davidson has come out and said that he is not as big as Ariana Grande would have you believe.
Oh, his junk, you mean? You know, he's tempering expectations for future ladies, right?
Yeah, he says it's fake news.
She must have dated a lot of needles before that. That's how he should do that. That way he gets to hammer all her ex-boyfriends.
I didn't hear that Ariana Grande was... praising his size.
I never heard that either.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, we talked about it here.
I think we might have talked about it.
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
I don't know how.
In song or was this in conversation?
Both in song and conversation.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy who kind of lives on the self-deprecating humor. He can't have something out there like that.
Well, you're also not going to say, yes, I am that guy. You're going to say... And then when the girls go, whoa.
Don't believe what she says. Yeah. You know, find out for yourself.
Find out for yourself, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
You want the expectations low, so then they're happily surprised.
Ariana Grande.
She said that in a song called Pete Davidson's Got a Big One. That was her second release.
I was actually Thank You Next.
She blew
you
off Omaha,
I know.
So she could go to Coachella.
Yeah.
Who cares?
People in Omaha.
Yeah.
No, well,
a lot of people.
Not in this room.
People
this room.
I know.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
people
daughter.
That I know.
Yeah, but.
Ariana Grande.
And other people as well.
Well they're
in
wrong.
Omaha.
They're wrong.
All right. Disappointed.
We didn't care.
Well, you didn't care.
Yeah, and our audience doesn't care either. I'm glad she canceled. Put a rock show in there. That might be nice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're going to go see Kiss.
Yeah, I'll see Kiss. No, who's that, by the way?
Yeah. It does affect
it's
our
coming
audience.
Coming up, right?
March.
Yeah.
In a way, because
babysitting,
way,
right.
A lot of moms and dads won't have to.
They're very happy about it.
Go to an Ariana Grande concert.
They're very happy about it.
The Food and Drug Administration will resume inspections of food facilities today. The FDA had not inspected places that produce food since the partial shutdown began more than 3 weeks ago. They say hundreds of furloughed workers have agreed to come back to work without pay.
That's another reason the Clemson boys got fast food, you know, because at least I think within the organization, they inspect that food.
Could you imagine that?
All that Wendy stuff is good.
Our payday is Friday with this company right now. So we're all thinking, okay, we get paid Friday. You imagine working and not getting paid. I don't care about back pay. I don't care about that. Working and not getting paid is such crap.
Right. Fix the
it.
Bank doesn't care.
Nobody wants
the
wall.
The utility companies don't
nope.
care.
Nobody and wants the keep, wall fixing.
You keep seeing people that say, yeah, I went to my lender for my mortgage, and they said, that's nice.
They
you still
care.
Have 30 days.
Yeah.
Yep, this isn't Wells Fargo after the San Francisco earthquake.
They're not going to adjust.
Where they take you at your word.
They're going to be resuming high-risk food inspections today. That includes cheese, other dairy products, and some fresh produce.
But the E. coli can slip through and other things, right? Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Does that include the hat cheese?
Has the shutdown affected the distribution of government cheese?
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
I eat Pekka cheese.
I know that we have a glut of cheese.
Can you ever have too much?
We do have too much.
Nah.
Because the prices of milk are so low.
More cheese is a good thing. Ask any cardiologist.
Yeah. They all say the same thing.
Well, no, not if you're a dairy farmer.
Yeah.
And the price of cheese ain't nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm a cheese consumer.
You grew up on a milk farm, though.
No farm, no cows, no milk.
How'd you make any money with no cows on the farm? That makes no sense.
Because there was no farm.
It was all pigs, that's right.
No pigs.
Right.
Sheep.
Yeah. Would you milk a pig?
No, no sheep, no pig, no
grain. Milking the sheep?
No corn?
Nope. None
Jeez.
Of it. No farm.
That's the crappiest really? Farm ever.
Well, I grew up on
a
farm.
Because it wasn't a farm.
Yeah. 1 year beans, 1 year corn.
No, none of that.
Rotate.
Don't
it,
rotate the crops?
They rotated. He told me. He used to. Off here, he told me that.
You know where the rotation was.
I understand the concept of rotation.
Yeah.
We just didn't do it with the crops because there were no crops.
No, we weren't rotating the crops.
No. Ask your mom.
See?
Craig feels a tiny bit of remorse for those.
The mom jokes?
Yeah.
I know. I don't.
Right.
I know.
And we never actually had a set rotation.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a rotation.
Yeah, but there wasn't a set starter, middle reliever, and closer.
No.
It was complete games.
We switched it up.
Every other day.
Right.
New research warns that Earth's ice is melting away at a higher rate than thought.
So that's called climate change.
Yeah. Wow, that's...
And it's going to kill us all.
It's not if you don't believe in it.
Oh, that's right.
It is good news.
Just don't.
For those who want ice.
Right. Climate change is like voodoo. It only affects you if you believe in it.
Except the Pentagon and the armed forces. They all are planning for it.
A UC Irvine study looked at Antarctica's ice and determined that a crucial ice sheet has been melting for the last 39 years. Research published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences and Morons found an even more ominous finding that the rate of ice loss in Antarctica has increased each decade.
I just check with people with no qualifications on this. That's what I usually do.
Another study suggests that current elevated carbon dioxide rates are warming open temperatures, which are ocean temperatures, which are in turn melting Arctic sea ice. So this guy doesn't sound like a very nice gentleman. A guy's facing charges after police say that he turned 15 horses out of their stalls at the fairgrounds in Canton, Ohio.
He wants them to go, right?
Yeah, here, just go. Open them up. Yeah, you go.
Thinking they can live in the
anywhere
wild
you
or something?
Want.
They might not. Can't, they might not,
set
if,
you free.
If they're domesticated, they probably can't live in the wild anyway, then. They would die, right?
Well, it is Ohio. They're not known for their wild horses there.
No.
Residents started calling 911. 14 of the 15 were rounded up. One of them ran into a lake and drowned.
Oh, see. That was the dumb one.
One guy's now charged with breaking and entering, inducing panic, and drug possession.
Well, probably ran across a frozen lake and then fell in.
Oh, maybe. You're right.
which isn't frozen enough.
Nope. Those horses got to check and make sure the ice is thick enough.
Yep. So at the Detroit Auto Show.
You said it. I did. I had your riff.
Infiniti's new electric vehicle was going to make its big debut. However,
they ran out of batteries.
The news conference to announce the new unveiling of this vehicle had already started, but then there was a mechanical problem and the car couldn't make it to the stage.
Yeah, no place to plug it in.
How embarrassing for everybody involved there.
Does anybody in the house have a drop cord?
Can we push this onto the stage?
You didn't.
I can't get out of gear until we start it.
Big, long, orange extension cord. Anybody?
Oh, and the Coast Guard not getting paid again today.
Yeah. Well, they can hold yard sales. The government told them to hold yard sales. I mean, sell your stuff. Along with your blood.
There you go. That'd be absolutely perfect.
And your plasma.
Everybody I know that's out of work is real happy. Because they really want that wall. That's the first thing they say.
Well, the great thing
I will starve until we kick out Mexicans.
They get all kinds of time off.
Oh, yeah, don't use their vacation
time.
And
it doesn't work against their vacation time. Because, you know, they can go travel the world right now. Except if they say, oh, you got to come back to work, and then you got to cut your travel in the world
That's true.
Trip. Sure.
Take the kids to Disney World on your time off.
Come
all
back.
The extra cash you have from not working. Right.
Yeah, since your checking account is now down to $160 or so,
Todd, you'll
now
adjust.
Is the time to travel the world.
They'll adjust.
Just get a $20,000 loan from your dad, and when you go back to work, you pay him back, and you'll have traveled the world without using up any of your vacation time. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect.
Yep. That was also came out of the administration.
Who doesn't want a job like that?
The guy in the administration said that, too. He said... they don't have to worry about their vacation time now.
So much upside.
Are we missing something?
For so many people.
Believe me, are we missing something? We try to be dumb once in a while. And
that works out.
I know,
most
but
of the time.
It does, but I can't dumb myself down that much. I wish I could.
Oh, you can. Just keep trying.
No, I just read Facebook. And that dumbs me down pretty good.
I'm guessing a guy that doesn't know he's our friend, Chris Pratt.
I like Chris. He doesn't know.
No.
but we call him our friend. We met Chris Pratt once.
I have
an old script he wrote in my office.
It was a different studio, but he sat right there.
Right. I like Chris Pratt. Everything he does is cool.
He's getting married again. He announced that he'd
except for this.
asked his girlfriend, Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Arnold's going to be his father-in-law.
Yeah, she's
That's
also
Arnold
the grand...
and Kennedy, too. Kennedy's the...
Yeah, she's the grandniece of former President JFK through her mother, Maria Shriver.
She's gorgeous. Good-looking lady.
Got some good pedigree there.
Yeah, he just finalized his divorce with Anna in October. But, you know, that's just the signing the papers.
Right. They had a baby. They had a baby, then they divorced. Didn't they have a baby, then divorced, right?
Yeah. Well, the kid's five or so.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Old enough to take care of himself.
All right. Quick answer from Len Dog. Kirk Douglas, 936 picks.
That'll be the record. Be the record when that happens.
Bob Dole, 678. Bob Barker, 656.
All three of those are higher than
Olivia De Havilland, 573.
That's higher.
And then it drops off to Jimmy Carter at 440.
But even 440 is more than Carol Channing. Carol Channing's 382.
He's been doing a lot of counting this morning.
Yeah, he has been working this morning. He really has. Thank you very much, Len.
Yeah, you don't really have any assistants either. It's just one at a time. One, two,
936. That's got to be 200 or more past what we've
ever had.
And then
someone would come in the middle of the room and screw him
easily,
up.
Push.
And he's got to start over.
Okay. 936 will be one full month of announcing names.
Oh, God.
Thanks for playing the Deadpool, by the way. I'll get ready for next year. If you didn't play this year.
It's true.
Chief fan, Nick Allen, tomorrow. Also, we had our buddy, our friend, I should say, Dr. Mina, phoned the program earlier, and she's always fun, always with great advice, and she scolded us as usually. Usual.
Yeah.
And Chad Zumach later this week, too.
That's getting kind of old.
Yeah. Her yelling at us.
And her pulling the dime, educated, I'm a doctor. that crap.
And you said, dom educated.
It was Yale.
And Todd said, dom educated.
Come on.
It was Harvard, I'd take it.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks. The Tan Line Tuesday all day on Twitter @TNT Radio Empire Podcast out there, too.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.